I'm instructed or commanded to speak on reaching the Francophone. Amen. Reaching the Francophone. Francophone is someone who speaks French, especially someone who speaks it as their first or official language. Are we together? The person that speaks French as official or his first language is called Francophone. It's not his native language. Like we here, we are Anglophone. Are we together? Yes, we are Anglophone. English is not our native language. I have my language. Even though I speak Hausa, amen. You know, some of us, when you come from north, they say Hausa, but I have my language, my nativity language. Amen. So, French, they speak it as first or official language. Francophone nations also represent the French colonies. That is the French-speaking countries in Africa are French colonies. They are nations that we are colonized by French. Hallelujah. By the France nation, they colonize them. So those nations are called Francophones. Amen. Let's take our foundational scripture or basic scripture, Mark chapter 15, verse 16. Mark 15, 16. Are we there? Mark 16. Sorry, 16, 15. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, that is Jesus, amen. And he said unto us, let me put it this way, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every creature. And the Bible said that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that has breath in him, let it praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, let me show us something there so that we know that it is the will of God that every nation, tribe, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Somebody say great multitude. Great multitude. Which no man could number. So heaven is not a place where you just count. We are just 14 in numbers. No. Are we together? Yes. We grew up with that mentality. We are deceiving that. We thought that heaven is only for a selected people. It's true. But heaven is a place of great multitude, which no man could what number. Of all nations, somebody say nations, and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb of and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Amen. So I believe that even my tribe will be represented in heaven. If you didn't see my tribe in heaven, please, you're not in the right heaven. Eh? My tribe is Kaninkon. You didn't see Kaninkon man from Southern Kaduna in heaven. Omada in Nasarawa State. Kai. Amen. So Francophone nation will be in where? In heaven. They will be in heaven. Hallelujah. So God is telling us that we have to reach out to all nations, to all tribes, to all kindreds. Because heaven, every tribe must be represented there. Why must we reach the Francophones? That's the question. Why must we reach the Francophones? I've told us that Francophone is a nation that speaks, are people that speaks English, my French, as their official or first language. Number one, because Christ commanded us. We must reach to Francophones because Christ commanded us. It's a command. It's a command. Yes, he said we should start from Jerusalem. Start from where you are. Start from your country. Start from your village. Start from where you are. But you have to what? Reach out. Mark 16, 15 is still the same place. We've read it. But Jesus made a statement in John chapter 14, verse 23. Can you give me John 14, 23? John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him and make our abode with him. 24. 24, verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. 25. This thing have I spoken unto you, being present with you. So Jesus is saying that if we love him, we must obey what? His commandment. And his commandment say we should do what? We should go and reach out to all nations. So if you're not reaching out, you're not obeying his commandment. We're not obeying. If we say we love the Lord, we must obey his commandment. We must obey what he says. Number two, the harvest is plentiful. Why must we reach out to Francophones? Because the harvest is what? Is plentiful. And we saw that the kingdom of God, every kindred must be represented in the kingdom of God. The harvest is plentiful. It's one of the scripture. This is a scripture that is always encouraging me, and I pray a lot with this scripture. Amen. Last time when Daddy Dan was coming for a program, we took 7 days, we are praying. And I told them in the office, we're not going to pray for anything, we're going to pray for harvest. Because it's time for what? For harvest. It's time for what?
Harvest.
Time for what?
Harvest.
It's time for harvest. So we called them forth. And the Bible said that we should call those things that exist as though they. We called them forth. And people came from everywhere. Where we publicized, our publicity reach, we didn't reach, people came. Because we called them forth. It's time for harvest. Hallelujah. So we must reach to Francophone because it is time for harvest. Number three, we must reach to Francophone because if we didn't reach out to them, their blood is on us. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 18. Because there are a lot of things happening in Francophone nations. I'll say one or two things when we go down. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 18. Ezekiel 3:18 says, and when 3:18, when I said unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. He's speaking to us. We are prophets. Are we together? Amen. We are prophets. We are prophets. Why are we prophets? Because we speak the word of God. We have the word of prophecy in us. No speakers to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at that hand. God. His blood will I require at thy hand. I don't want to go to heaven and I will still be guilty. You understand? Yes. Some of us, we can make heaven, but you'll still be guilty. Oh, this one in hell and is close to me. I will have preached to him. Maybe he will have been where I am today. Are we together? You are in heaven. But you'll still be guilty because you turn. You will not see your close friend. You will not see your father. You will not see your. You will not see somebody close you love. You live together on the planet Earth. Because I believe when we reach heaven, no matter how multitude we are a family. Is there anybody that doesn't know the member of his family? Anyone? No. So we are family of God. Even with multitude of people, we know ourselves. Nobody need to tell you that this is Peter. You know Peter, you know that this is Peter. Hallelujah. Because so Paul said we prophesy in part, but when we reach heaven, everything will be what? Completed. Nobody will tell you that, hey, this is Abraham. You know, this is Abraham. Hallelujah. And Abraham will call your name. Ah, welcome, my faithful son. He will call your name. Because we are in where it is what? Perfection. Heaven is a place of what? Perfection. Nobody will teach us this and that. You know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number four, we should gather with God. Mark chapter 12 verse 30, you can write it down. We will not read that because of time. I'll keep to my time by the grace of God. So we should gather with God. He that is not gathering is what? Is scattering. Number five, because there are many false prophets. That's why we have to reach out to Francophones. There are many false prophets. Many false prophets. A woman came and met me in the office. One of our NECO evangelists, she said, Pastor, I said, yes, in this Bangui, I don't believe in any man of God again. I said, what is happening? I said, even including me now, and you came to me, you are saying, because even including, she said, no, not you. I said, you said the whole baggie now. She said, it's not like that. That you think that this one is a genuine man of God, but before you go, things are happening. One of our students, a woman shared to me that she went to a man of God. A man of God said he must rub and he must massage her with anointing oil. Massaging to cast out that demons. A lot of false prophecy. False prophet and false prophecy. But after graduating from NET, amen, she said her husband was passed through because her husband believed in prophecy. He just believed in prophecy. Anything you tell him, as far as it comes as a prophecy, he accepts it. He believes it. He believes it. So we have to reach out because there are false witnesses, false prophets. Number 6, Paul says, woe unto me that if I do not preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Woe unto me. Number 7, we must shine the light. We are light. Those nations are in darkness. I'm telling you this. If you're talking of voodoo, go to Africa, Francophone nation. They practice some nations in Africa, Francophones, they legalize voodoo. Voodoo is legalized. Am I speaking? Yes. Voodoo is legalized. It's legalized. I mean, government. I was sharing one of our evangelists from Benin. He said the same thing. You go, you see shrine, you see voodoo, you see sacrifices. It's legalized. That they have a holy day. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we have to reach out. We must reach out because there is a great reward. How can I reach out to Francophones? Number one, intercessory prayer. We can pray for them. Praise God. How can I reach out to Francophones nation? By prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Can you give us that, please? 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For all men. So Bible instructed us to do what? To intercede for all men. So we need to have time, to create time to intercede to Francophone nation, to pray for them. They need prayer because of what is happening. Number 2, by sending cross-cultural missionaries. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3 is there when the disciples, when the apostles, they were praying, disciples, they were praying. Holy Ghost says, separate from me, Paul and Barnabas. And after that, verse 3 says, okay, give me verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Hallelujah. They sent them away. That's why I always share to our students and our members in Central Africa. I say, I'm sent here. Amen. That's why anytime I speak with authority because I'm sent. Are we together? Yes. I speak with authority because I'm sent. By Bio Kafo and Daddy Dan and by Neko, the whole Neko, I'm sent. I have a backup. Are we together? I didn't go to Central Africa on my own. Ordinary, you ask me to choose which country to go. I will not choose Central African Republic. I will not. I will not. I was coming with somebody from Senegal. He was coming from Senegal. So when we reach, he looked at. It's a grand village. That this place is a big village. The capital also is a grand village. I said, this man, my country, you're calling it big grand village. Are we together? I was angry with him. Because I've taken that nation as my second nation, as my country. I've taken the people as my world, my people. That's the only way you can reach to them. That's the only way you can penetrate. Amen. I hate. They will cook okra soup using groundnut oil, raw groundnut oil, vegetable oil. But I don't know that. We use what? Palm oil, isn't it? But I eat. Thank you, sir, my pastor. Very well. I lick my hand. You see a lot of things. But I embrace them. Amen. So we have to send cross-cultural mission to break those barriers. Number three, you can go. You yourself can do what? Can go during your vacation. You can take a vacation. Say, let me visit this country. Let me visit this nation, Francophones, and learn some things from them and see how their things are going in those nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, you can support or sponsor the work. You can support a missionary. You can pick interest and support a missionary and sponsor a missionary. They need it. Our capacity, Nigerians, our capacity here is not the same capacity they have when it comes to gospel. No, I'm telling you this. Yes, we Anglophone, we have our own challenges. It's true. We have our own challenges. But in some way, when you look at it, when you travel, you look at it, you just thank God. Amen. Just thank God. At least we are in another level by the grace of God. You just thank God with what is happening there. Number five, you can translate gospel literatures from English to French. That's the way you can reach. You can translate tracts, gospel tracts, from English to what? To French. That's the great work that Daddy B. Okafor is doing there. Most of his books were all translated to what? To French. Most of his writings, he will write them, he will send it to us there, they will translate it in French and also in Sango. Amen. Because in Central African Republic, no matter the French you speak, if you didn't speak Sango, oh no, this one, you're still a foreigner. They see you a black brother like them, oh. But blue French, you're a foreigner. But when you speak Sango, now you're talking to us. A president of the country, maybe during independence, he will give his speech. After giving speech in French, their official language, he will still come back, the president, no, not interpreter, he will still come back and speak Sango again and give the same speech in Sango. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. After giving his speech in French, he will still come back again and give the same speech in Sango. That's why if you go to Central Africa, the Sango is more domineering. It's more domineering. In church, you preach in French and in Sango. They don't joke with their language there. So you can translate gospel literatures from English to French. Hallelujah. The last part is that, what are the challenges of reaching Francophones? Very fast, what are the challenges of reaching Francophones? Number one, language barrier. Language barrier is a challenge because we speak English. So the only solution to this problem is what? Is using an interpreter. You have to use an interpreter. That's why we have them there in the office. So if you want to reach Francophone nations, you must be ready, except you learn French. But even you learn French, preaching the Bible, preaching in another language is not easy. Hallelujah. So if you want to reach Francophone nation, you must go with interpreter. You must employ interpreter. You must have an interpreter. You must have an interpreter. So language is a barrier. It's a barrier. Number two, poverty. Number two, what? Poverty. Poverty is a very, very big barrier. I told you here, I will use Central Africa as a case study. You go to a place, you will touch poverty. I'm telling you this. Poverty is a serious barrier. People who come to church, out of 100%, you only find 10% have Bible. And that's what Daddy was doing. And the Bibles there are expensive. They don't have Bible. You ask them, they don't have money to pay Bible. 7,000 sefa, 8,000 sefa, 10,000 sefa. People don't have Bible there. I'm telling you this. You say, raise your Bible. Everybody will, you just dress and just go to church. So I tell them, stop buying big suit. Buy what? Bible. Sell those shoes you're buying and buy Bible. So daddy will come, will buy Bible, 7,000, but he will subsidize the price. We will sell it, we'll still go and buy. Before three times, it will finish. People will be trooping to office, buying Bible. We'll buy it at 7,000. We'll go to their Bible translation there, like the one we have here. We'll go there, we'll buy it at 5,000 or 5,005. Then we'll sell it at 3,000. You see? It's just free. That's what daddy is doing there. Or he reached that. He's giving Bible as if something is swallowing the Bible. Because of the gap. You understand what I'm saying? Because of the gap. Poverty, I'm telling you this. I follow daddy to a church. You know, when he comes, we go around to churches, he preach. They brought an offering box to give an offering. That offering box, they perforated a very tiny opening, like this mini safe we used to keep in the house. You know, in that local mini safe, you don't open the hole big now, so that somebody will not put his finger and steal your money. You have to squeeze the money out. That's the kind of offering box. I said, is it to buy? Is it difficult or what? People come with just San Fran. I said, what is all this? What is all this? They will come with coins and be throwing coins. To throw 1,000 sefa, you have to squeeze it and throw it. So for that reason now, some people don't even want to give 1,000 sefa. They want to drop coins. I was sitting behind. I saw darkness. I saw a cloud of darkness. Poverty. Number three, cultural barriers are challenged. Cultural barriers. Cultural barriers. It's really a big challenge in Francophone nations. I'm telling us, it's a big challenge in Francophone nations. They hold their culture. They don't want to release it. They don't want to accept the gospel. They want to go with their God culture. Number four, political instabilities is a challenge in Francophone nations. Crisis, war, coup d'etat. Amen. Mali are experiencing the same thing now. Niger Republic, are we together? Yes. I think Burkina Faso too. Yes, coup d'etat. Even our own in Central Africa is shaking. He's shaking. But he's doing well. He's well seated, but he's still shaking. Challenges. So political instabilities. Number five, government policy. Government policy. I want you to know that French people, they came with administrative policy of direct rule. Yes, they came with direct rule. They will put you as a president, you'll be receiving direct from France. Are we together? You mess up small, they will remove you and put the one that he will go with them. He will do what they want. The person that is ready to do what they want. So that's why you see a lot of coup d'etat in Francophones. Coup d'etat. Anybody that stayed there for long, then is collaborating with them there. Government policy. So there are a lot of policies. Like in Central African Republic, like in Nigeria now, you go to see your, in marriage, after courtship, you see the parent, you see your pastor, and the church wait you and give you certificate. That one, Yanapa, is not there. No matter the marriage, no matter the anointed, no matter the anointing, no matter what, you must pass through Mayo. You must have that Mayo certificate. If you don't have it, you are not married. You are not what? Marriage. You see couples living together in harmony, in love. They are born again. They love God. But the church, dear, the church does not have the power to wed couple except the mayor. You must come from mayor before church. Are we together? But our policy is not like that. Nigeria, you can choose to do court wedding. I hope I'm speaking. It's your wish. You can choose to do your tradition. You can choose to do the church wedding. Anyone. I didn't do court wedding. I didn't do tradition. Amen. I follow what the tradition says. I give them what they want. And we wed them. And it stands. Are we together? But there is not like that because of the policy. But British, they came with indirect rule. Are we together? And with some degrees of autonomy. Yes, that's British people. They come with some degrees of autonomy. The government can do what they want to do. You can do this, you can do this. They give you that autonomy, an indirect rule. But French, they came with direct rule. Simple. So the policy there is not easy. That he was sharing when he first went to Central Africa, that he built a Kafir. That they told him that there was a covenant signed by the French nation that anything below, was it 10 meters? Anything below 10 meters, I think it's for the country, but it's for the country. Anything below 10 meters. I mean the mineral resources, oh. No, anything below from 10 meters upward is for the country. But anything below 10 meters is for France. Can you get gold below 10 meters? Can you get diamond below 10 meters? The oil, is it below 10 meters? If it is like that, all our wells will be oil now. The well will fetch water. That is the policy in Central Africa. Yes. Indian built cement company is still there. It's cement, just cement, oh, cement company. Cement is still there. Deteriorating. So that's a policy. That's French policy. To suffer their colonies, to milk their colonies. So it's a barrier to what? To gospel. And because of this policy, there is just no marriage in Central African Republic. I'm telling you this. That's what daddy is battling. That's what Neko, we are battling there. There is no what? Marriage. Somebody who will be passing, or you will sit down and call and say, come, please, you are going to the market, please buy this one for me. Say, why are you doing this? Okada will be carrying somebody while you stop the Okada. She will shift. You will climb. I say, where? Here? You see two people, a man and a woman in Okada carry. You may think that he's husband and wife. No, they will reach a point. The Okada will stop. The woman will come down. The man, they will continue. Government policy is serious, a barrier. Church does not have power to wed couple. The church does not have power to initiate anything. They must pass through government, receive certificate, or register, or do this and that. Number six challenge to reaching the Francophone, the growth of what? Islam. Hallelujah. The growth of Islam. The growth of Islam. There is a place there, it's called Saint-Kilo, where Muslims are predominant. They are living there. Before I came back, I went there. Somebody was telling me that Arabs now are buying property in Central African Republic. Arabs, they are buying property. So the growth of Islam is just, they are using money, they are growing. Anything you want to, anything buyable, they buy it. Are we together? Any property, they will just, even they will not use it, they will just buy it. You know, that's how to take over the land now. Do you know that? The only way to take the land is to buy what? Land, the land, buy the property there. You are taking over it. So the growth of Islam is a challenge. We have illiteracy, amen. We have people find it difficult to read. I've told you here, Bible here is difficult because people find it difficult to go or to read. Amen. Wrong doctrine, error, and false prophet. And finally, ignorance. Amen. Ignorance is a darkness. I know devil chop market where there is ignorance now. You know that one? That's why he sells more where there is ignorance. Darkness. That devil triumph. Ignorance. Ignorance, darkness. Let's be on our feet for 1 minute and pray for nations of Francophones. Say, Father, let your light shine in the nations of Francophones. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray. Let's intercede for them. Just for 1 minute. Just for 1 minute. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, arise. Intercede. Intercede. Pray. Say, Father, deliver the nations of Francophone, especially Central African Republic, where our Father is putting effort, his time, his energy. Neko, we are putting time over there. And it's called Central Africa. We are trusting God from there. The gospel will reach other Francophone nations. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.